Johnny, my childhood was a lot like most other people's of my generations, I guess, in the sense that it was all about playing outside, and my parents would essentially say, when it starts getting dark, we expect you to be home.
What do you think has changed then since we were kids?
Look, there's a few really significant things that have changed. I mean, I think the main one is that the way we think about the community around us and the way we think about the safety of our children has really changed as parents. I think modern parents are marinated in fear, and that's the result of a lot of things. Part of it's the 24/7 news cycle that we're all now a part of. Part of it's successful campaigns that, for very good reasons, have made us wonder about the safety of the world around us, the Stranger Danger campaigns and others. And it all ties in. And I suppose the other part of it, Annie, which is really significant, is that it's just a lot more fun to be inside now than it used to be when we were kids.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think it is so important for kids to play outside?
Look, there's a huge amount of research in this area, but I suppose what it all boils down to is a couple of things. One is that we all know it's important for kids and for adults, for all of us, to be physically active. But for kids, the single biggest determinant of whether or not they're physically active is whether indoors or outdoors. They tend not to go to the gym and stand on the treadmill. They're either inside sitting down, or if they're outside, they're running, they're climbing, they're tackling each other, they're, you know, picking up sticks and pretending they're some other magical implement, just like we all used to. But unless they're outside, they can't be active. And we know from, you know, longitudinal research across the country that the average Australian kid spends less than 2 hours a day outside.
Wow, that's a big difference from when I was growing up, that's
look,
for sure.
It is. And look, it's even less than our maximum security prisoners spend outside.
What does, you know, scraping the knees when you're a kid and coming back when it was getting dark and having those kind of interaction skills, what does that do for us later in life, do you think?
Yeah, well, there's some really significant parts to it. One of them is something that gets talked about as executive function, and that really simply is just our ability to make decisions for ourselves and to control our emotions and our bodies, and essentially to execute authority over ourselves. And that's something that you learn, can only really learn on your own. It's not something that you can be instructed in. So when kids are having that free-ranging playtime that kids have always had, that's when they learn that skill. And that skill is something that will be critical to how they learn and how they participate in society and even the kind of friend and partner they'll end up being later on in life. So that's one part of it. Other important parts of it are just getting that physical activity, which helps our brains work better. There's lots of research to show that kids who are more physically active do better in NAPLAN. There's one very simple measure of how that works. But those social and emotional skills and the cognitive development happens with it. And even really simple things, Annie, like, you know, the first time you're riding your bike down a slightly gravelly road and you pull on the brakes too hard, you get a very instant lesson about being out of control and how it happens and why you don't ever want it to happen again. So when you have those experiences, when you're allowed to take some of those smaller risks, they really have an impact when you get to those later points in your life when you're learning to drive, as an example. So it's about, you know, a sensible exposure to development and to growth, and some of that comes from risk.
Definitely. What changes would you like to see made with kids building on their outdoor development?
I think a really key thing is that we can't just turn it back to 1970. Mm. You know, as much as the disco fans amongst us would love for that to happen. We can't turn it back, and the parental fears that we all have, and I'm a parent and I have them too, they're not something we can easily let go of. So it's about finding ways that kids can safely be exposed to some of these activities and get the opportunities without just letting them out and saying, come back when it's dark. There are places where you can still do that and where parents are still comfortable with that. But for most of us, unfortunately, our perception of the world around us has changed to the point where it's really very hard. So schools, communicating with their parents and helping get this message out is a fantastic thing where they can. But really, it's about a slow and steady parents going out with their kids on the weekends. We have a few initiatives at Nature Play, like our Passports to an Amazing Childhood, which give really simple activities for kids to do with or without their parents that sort of slowly build up those opportunities to have that kind of play.